over you in a second, Shlomi.
Good morning. Beshus Morav Raboisai. We're going to learn in Matzah Hashem today the topic of Pirsume Nisa. If I could kindly ask remarks and questions to be at the end of the shiur, I will stay for a moment for that purpose, so we can, as Hashem, flow through the topic. Last time, at the beginning of the winter, we learned together the topic of Todzia. And we'll see that this topic is a continuation of the topic of Todzia v'sheino Todzia, Todzia koidem, under the same title of priorities. So this is priorities number two, which is an even higher level of priority, which is Pirsume Nisa. This season, the winter season, is characterized by great moments of Pirsume Nisa. Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach are, as a central theme, the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa. There is a Gemara in Maseches Brochos, which tells us something about Nisim. The Gemara is about Achronas Mishakchos Esarishenus. We're going to learn from the Mashal, without going into the Nimshal. The Mashal is as follows. Lemaha dovo dome le odom shehaya mehalech baderech ufoga bo ze'ev venitzal mimenu. A man was traveling, met a wolf, and was saved from the wolf. Vehaya mesaper vehoylech ma'ase ze'ev. And he was telling, mesaper vehoylech, what happened to him with the wolf. Pagabo ari venitzal mimenu. And then he met a lion, and he was saved from the lion. What can we learn from the Lashon Chazal of this Mashal? The Lashon Vehoylech always indicates in Lashon Chazal something that comes, that is done over and over again. Over and over again, the man was telling the story of his Yeshua, how he was saved from the Ari, later from the snake. And he was telling again and again, and the Mashal tells us something about human nature. The nature Hashem gave us is what, when we're saved from something, when the Yeshua Ness happens, it's human nature to want to tell it again and again, without getting weary from it. Why? Because it is part of our nature that our hearts are hislahavus from a nes. We get enthusiastic about Nisim. And that we're going to learn the great role of Nisim in Yiddishkeit. To take an example, something that's really fantastic. Chazal tell us, Mimaka atzma boireretia. Hashem creates the remedy from the wound itself. We see that Paro was the one who plotted against the Jewish people. Base Paro was the source of the destruction of the Jewish people, which was, well, Hashem, we were saved from in Mitzrayim. What means did Paro choose to destroy Eden? The Nile, the Yoyo. What do we see? What was the end? From base Paro itself, from the house of Paro, came Bas Paro, Basia, who saved Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu grew up under good treatment, where? From base Paro, in the house of Paro himself. That's an example of the greatness of Nisim that we want to be Mesaper Veholech, we want to tell over and over again. Another example, when we came to Yam Suf, we had two enemies, back and forth. Forward, we had the sea. What kind of quarter could we expect from the sea? The sea has no mercy at all. No chance. The soldiers of power were certainly determined to harm Bnei Israel, but there was maybe a chance to get some mercy in the end. Maybe there would be some survivors. Where did the Yeshua come from? From the sea. The sea itself opened. When the soldiers of power were throwing all kinds of projectiles, javelins, arrows, stones to the Yidden. Who protected the Yidden from this rain of missiles? The sea made a barrier, like a wall, protective wall around the Bnei Israel, protecting them from all the attacks of the Mitzrim. And finally, the horses, which were trained to attack and to kill, whom the Bnei Israel feared so much, finally the horses decided to rush into the sea, even when the riders were trying to keep them, to bring them back, away from the sea. The Sus killed Rochevo, and the Sus, Ayalanu Yeshua. The weapon of the enemy was finally Yeshua for us. That's an example. On the story of Chanukah, which is also Pesum and Nisa, we see that from Beis Antiochus, a few generations later, came out a division, a dissension, and each side was trying to get backing from the Israel, to support from the Israel, was wooing the Israel to support, to win the civil war between the Seleucids, between the Yevanim, to get power. And finally, that's how we were saved a few years after the story of Chanukah. So we learned last time together the din of Tadir. Tadir is the din of Kedima. Tadir applies when a mitzvah is more frequent and one is rarer, and one will have Kedima, meaning that both mitzvahs will be performed and will take place. And one, the question is which one should be done first? So Tadir involves a Kedima, one will be done before the other. By Pesum and Nisa, despite the fact that Tadir has a base deoraise in Korbanos Ola Saboker, that the Korban Tamid, which happens every day, should be done, offered before the Korban, the special Korban Sayom, which is the Raise. And despite the fact that Pesum and Nisa is the Rabbanon, we see that Pesum and Nisa will have precedence, a mitzvah of Pesum, will have precedence over another mitzvah. Only the Rabbanon. The Rambam says clearly, Pesum and Nisa will be called Odif, not only Koidem, before, but Odif, stronger, more important than another mitzvah, the Rabbanan, which doesn't imply a Pesum and Nisa. We'll take an example. An example of Tadir, you might remember from last time, we do it every Lel Shabbos, we do Birkas HaYayin before we do Birkas HaKiddush, because Yayin can happen any day. But it's a Kedima, we finally do both mitzvahs. We do the mitzvah of Yayin, the Birkas HaYayin, and the mitzvah of Birkas HaKiddush. An example of Pesum and Nisa is if one can only do one of the two, as mentioned earlier, if a person, lo alinu, has only geld, has money only to buy Ner Chanukah or to buy Yain Likidush Hayom, which is the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that one should buy the Ner Chanukah. And be mevatel the mitzvah of Yain for Kiddush Hayom, he will perform the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom, the Kiddush of Shabbos morning, on bread. The Remor adds there in Siman Tavresh Ayin Ches that this applies as well for Yain Le'Avdolah. The person will do Avdolah without benching on the wine, without Yain, in order to use this little money he has to buy a minimal Ner Chanukah. Another aspect which magnifies Pesum and Nisa, shows the tremendous importance of Pesum and Nisa, is what the Rambam writes, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Siman Tavresh Ayin Aleph, is that one has to be Zohir in Adlakas Neros Chanukah, and this applies as well to Arba Koisos of Lel Pesach, Lel HaSeder, that even Anya Mitzparnes Min HaTzedakah Shoel O Moicher Kesuso V'Lokeach Shemen Le'Adlik. A person should go to such an extent of Mesilas Nefesh to sell his own clothing in order to buy Arba Koisos for Leil HaSeder or Ner Chanukah for Mitzvahs Chanukah. And we don't find this in by other mitzvahs. And that's why we try to understand what's the soid was leaked in Pesum and Nisa that's so important. And I had a reaction last time about Tadir. Someone asked me, do you mean to say that Kriya Shema, which is Tadir, is more important than Achilas Matzah, which is not Tadir? So the point is not importance. It's what's more pressing. It's an element of urgency. What's more urgent? Chazal tell us, Tazia is more urgent. It's like water is more urgent than silver. But Hashem says that gold is important, silver is important, we need it for the Mishkan, we need it for life. And I'll demonstrate it to you. Because we said Adif is a matter of being Mevatel, one of the two mitzvahs. Doing one of the two, and that's why it's called Adif, not Koidem. A machlokes rose between the poskim, when there's a simultaneously you have a Pirsum and Nisa, and you have a Tadir, which one do you do first? If you will be able to do both, an example is Leil Chanukah starts, and one has to do Kriya Shema, and Adlakas Ner Chanukah. So Adlakas Ner Chanukah is Pirsum and Nisa. And Kriya Shema is Tadir, much more Tadir than Ner Chanukah. Which one should be performed first? Both are going to be Miskayem. So it's a question of Kodem, not a question of Adif. So it's a machlokes between poskim. Some poskim say you do Kriya Shema first, depends on minagim. Some poskim say you do Ner Chanukah first, and each one will go according to his minag. But we see from there that even when there's an adif, adif means important, it doesn't necessarily mean urgent, that should be done before. It should just, one should make sure it's done. And that's why one will do Ner Chanukah, despite the fact that it might be mevatel yain kiddush hayom, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's more. It should be performed first. So alachas kama v'kama. How much more so when a mitzvah is just called koidem, that it doesn't involve that it's more important the etzem. It's just koidem. It's not adif. So now to try and understand what's pesumenisa, what's the importance in pesumenisa. The Rambam says a loshon. He says kedei leodia hanes ulehoisif b'shevach hakel, and this applies to all pesumenisa. To Arba Koisos as well. So first, let's try and understand why that Lehodia Hanes, what must we be Moidia to let known? And what does Lehoisif Bishvach HaKel do here in Pirsum and Nisa? What's the Shvach HaKel? So the Malbim says about Nisim in general, there are two types of Nisim. One Nes comes, Kedesh Yaminu, for Bnei Yisrael to be Ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it also occurs in times where Bnei Israel had a rifyon, a weakness in Emunah. Two examples are, for example, the Nisei Yetzias Mitzrayim. The 10 makas of Yetzias Mitzrayim are a perfect example. Kedesh Yaminu, the Posuk says clearly, Hashem made the Nisim for us to learn. And the Midrash says there was a makas dever with every makah of the 10 makas. And Rav Avigdor Miller explains that due to the dever, you're going to feel what I'm going to say, due to the dever, people had lockdown. They were locked into their houses. And then Yidden, instead of going around and all their usual business, they had time to ponder, to meditate, to think about the makas, and to integrate the emunah into their hearts. And that's why there was a makas dever. One of the purposes of makas dever, and the main purpose of the makas was to teach emunah to the world, and primarily to the Am Yisrael. Another example was Rafu Emunasam, if there's a rifyon, a weakness, for example, Be'ar HaKarmel, Eliyahu got reshus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be oiver on certain mitzvahs, and to do a moifes, to do a public ness, in order for Yidden not to be poislach al shnei ha-seifim, not to be ma'amin b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also in the Ba'al in Avodah Zarah. So Hashem made a great public moifes, a prodigy, a miracle, for Yidden to come back to Emunah. That's the first type of Nes, and the Malbim explains that every time it is announced by a Navi, it comes through Nevuah, the Navi announces what will be the Nes and what should be learned from the Nes. Second type of Nes, says Malbim, is when Yidden are Zoche, they are Zoche to live on a higher level, on a supernatural level, and Haga Nisis. And sometimes the Nes doesn't come to set us straight, to set us right to the right path again. Sometimes the Nes just comes to show Tzidkosam, Nes Lehisnoises, a Nes that's raised like a banner to show the Tzidkus of Bnei Yisrael. And the Nes is, for example, Nisei Amidbar, Hamon, nourishment, bear, drink, the Anane Kovot, which protected the Bnei Yisrael, all those nisim didn't come as a tikkun, didn't come as an initial teaching of Emunah, but it came to show the Madrega of Bnei Yisrael, and were not announced by a Navi, because it was it happened when there was a tzorech to provide for Bnei Yisrael, or to save a tzaddik. For example, Nisei Elisha, Nisei Eliyahu, sometimes when they saved tzaddikim from certain tzoros, it was to show their tzidkus. So now, the Pirsumin Nisa of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Mesaper Ve'Hoylech, the Pirsumin Nisa of Arba Koisos, we understand very well, to teach Emuna, and that's why it's so important. And this connects to the Ramban, very important Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy, which explains that Hashem will not do Nisim again and again and again for any person who says, I need to see a Nes to believe. No, Hashem did Nisim for once, 10 Makkas, great Nisim, and expects us to pass it on from generation to generation. The Lashon of Rambam is as follows. Ki ha-moifes ha-nifla moire sheyesh le'olam elokam echad sho ve'yoder mashgiach ve'yachol. The miracle shows that there's a boire, and he's mechadesh, and he's the one who is mashgiach, and he's manig. And kasher hi ha-moifes ha-unigzar tchila, and when the Novi announces it, he's barer mimenu od amisas ha-nevuah. And those moiftim, says Ramban, they are witnesses for the Emuna. Hashem we cannot expect from Hashem to do miracles in every generation. But to always do a zikoron. And to pass on forever from generation to generation, the Pirsume Nisa, the Saper Ve'olech, to tell the Nisim, Kedesh She'yaminu, because our children were not born with the Emunah that we develop, and we need to develop our Emunah all the time, all along our lives, and to teach it to our children and their children to their children. But now, when we come to Chanukah and Purim, we stumble on an obstacle. It's much more hard to understand, much harder. There were no Nevi'im at the time of Chanukah and Purim by Sheni. The Nes wasn't announced by a Navi. And the Emunah had already been taught, as we said. And there was no Rifyon of Avodah Zorah, Batla Yitzhar Avodah Zorah. Chazal had already been Mevatel, the Yitzhar Avodah Zorah. So what were those Nisim for? The Nisei Chanukah and Purim. A great difference between the Nisim of Yitzhak Mitzrayim that we tell over our Bokoises and the Nisim of Chanukah and Purim, but dafka that they were not gluyim, they were nisim nistarim. The nevuah had gone, the Beis Hamikdash had gone. All this parsha of nisim, nisim gluyim, was closed, lichora. And then the yetzerara became nistar as well. Wasn't galuy, wasn't avodah zarah gluya by most Bnei Yisrael, didn't believe, even Yisrael who were near Shem Avodah, didn't believe in avodah zarah anymore. They just followed the ways of the non-Jews. So the Nisim had become Nisim Nistarim. And the reason why Pesumi Nisa is so important, we find here two ways of explaining it. One is brought by the Sifse Chaim, and is the Or Rashas, Rav Simcha Zisso. Rav Simcha Zisso says something very, very strong. He says that the power of Pesumi Nisa, Mesaper Ve'Hoylech Ma'ase Ari, Mesaper Ve'Hoylech Ma'ase Zev, is such that when we Yidden see what Hashem did for us, it brings us, says Rav Simcha Zisso, mekaber al atzmo ol machus shamayim beratzon. Pesumi Nisa brings to Kabbalas ol machus shamayim. And this is strongly supported by the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah interprets the verse, the posuk in Esther, the posuk in the Megillah which says, kimu vekiblu. The Gemara says, what is kimu vekiblu? Ben Israel were mekabel all Torah in a new, complete way, such as never, never before Hadidan accepted Ol Malchut Shamayim as in times of Purim. And Rashi explains, how did this happen? May I have as a ness. From the love of Hashem, inspired by the ness, Yidden came to Kabbalah's Ol Malchut Shamayim Berotzon. And this is also supported by the Mishnah and the Gemara in Brochos. The Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, says, why do we say in Kirshma first the Parasha Rishoina and then afterwards Parasha Shnia? The Mishnah Zogt, a person should be mekabel first Ol Malchut Shamayim Trila, ve'achar kach mekabel alav Ol Mitzvois. Which means that the Pirsum Nisa is a means for us to strengthen ourselves in Kabbalah Ol Malchut Shamayim, which in turn leads to Kabbalah Ol Mitzvos, to performance of all mitzvahs. So Pirsum Nisa is a chizuk in all our mitzvahs. And just like we see the importance of mitzvot shkulos k'neged kulam, that bring to the performance of all mitzvahs, or bring to emuna being roish devarecha, emuna being the roish, the yesod, of all the mitzvahs, and that's one first way of explaining the great importance of Pirsum Nisa. Another mahalach in Pirsum Nisa, which will help us understand the stories of Chanukah and Purim even better, and to have insight into the story of Pesach, which we might not have had before, is the mahalach of Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik, in Tshuvos, Ora Chaim Shin Lamed Tes, says the following. Lefarsem, what's lehodia anes? We say the Lashon Rabbam, lehodia anes. Says Maharam Shik, lefarsem shehashem yisborach mashgiach aleinu. Hashem gives us, Am Yisrael, hashgacha pratis. Vehu Elokei Yisrael. Ubnei Yaakov chevel nachlosoi. And we are the beloved of Hashem. We are his treasured people. His most precious treasure in the world. V'hu yesod shel kol ha-mitzvos, says Maharam Shik, this emuna that is supported, strengthened year after year by mitzvos of Pirsum Nisa is yesod kol ha-mitzvos, which is emuna not only in Hashem Echad, but also in Am Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz, our mission in the world. Our mission, we need to have a strong, vibrant emuna in ourselves, in Am Yisrael. Says Rav Avigdor Miller, from the first posuk of the Torah, we learn the two great yesodos. Bereshis bara Elokim. Bereshis, Hashem created everything. He's the boire. Yes, boire umanik, yesod one. Yesod two, as Rashi brings Midrash, Bereshis bishvil Yisrael shenikru reshis. That's the second yesod of the Torah, and that's what Maharam Shik points at, that Pirsum Nisa here inspires us year after year to strengthen our Jewish identity and pride, to feel the importance of our mission in the world, our importance in the eyes of Hashem, that He comes to save us in times of distress in wondrous ways, even if it's nista, it's hidden. It's hidden, it's not miraculous openly, but we see the hand of Hashem, and we understand that we are special, and we understand that we are unique. Bereishis, bishvil Yisrael shenikru reishis. And this emuna that Hashem is Elokei Yisrael, Hashem calls Himself Elokei Yisrael, the God of Am Yisrael, shows us that from those particular nisim nistarim, those nisim akayamim umischachim bechol dor vadoir, those nisim happen again and again in every generation. And that is why those nisim happened at times where non-Jews tried to attack the particularity, the uniqueness of Am Yisrael. The Yevonim said, Kizvu lachem al keren ha-shoyer. You should publicize that en lachem chelek b'Elokei Yisrael. You don't have a special place in humanity. And that's why Nes Chanukah, the Nes of the Neros, comes, that to put this back in place, to erase any impression that the Yevonim did on us, and to say Hashem Elokei Yisrael. In times of Purim, when you see the accusations of Haman, Yesh no Am, Am Yesheni min Amitzvois, and Haman, the arguments facing Ahasuerus, who was scared to attack the Bnei Israel, who was afraid of Hashem's retribution, Haman's arguments that Yidden are not protected anymore, And that's exactly what Maharam Sheikh writes, that we have to have a vibrant emuna and to strengthen it in the three periods of the year, that Hashem is Elokei Yisrael and that He's Mashgiach on us, Hashgacha Pratis, and cares for us at every moment. The truth is, this applies as well to our Bakoisos of Pesach. Our Bakoisos of Pesach is not only emuna that Hashem is Borei Umanik. And emuna, as the Ramban says, that from the Nisim Agluyim, we understand that everything that happens are Nisim Nistorim, there is no Teva, there is no nature, it's Hashem behind every occurrence and every event. Not only that, not only emuna in the Boire, but also remember the Midrash which says, Vayareu Osanu Amitrim, the Mitzrim tried to make us bad. The Mitzrim tried to make the Yidden Egyptians, to destroy their good midas, to destroy their faith in themselves, their self-confidence in Kedusha, in Emunah. And that's why we mention in the Agadah, not only Nisei Mitzrayim, on Agadah, or on our Abba Koisos, on the cup of wine, we have to remember, Bechol Dov Ador, the Nusach Agadah says, we have to remember that this happens in every generation, Om Diman Yuchasim, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzinu Miyadam. That's why the message of Chanukah and Purim is also felt in Pesach. And the emunah in Borei Olam, that Hashem is behind all the Nisim Nistarim, Hashem is everywhere, He's leading every event, is the emunah that is primarily learnt on Pesach through the Aser Makos. We strengthen it on Chanukah and Purim, because we believe in Nisim Nistarim, that everything is Yad Hashem. Rabbeinu Yoina says, Halel omrim oiso lefarsem anisim she'oso lanu aboire bechol zman uzman. Now we come to the second great question. The Loshon HaRambam says, Le'oisif b'shvach ha'kel v'hoido yoloi, to be moisif shvach l'Hashem. Why is Pesumenisa shvach l'Hashem? Ne'er Chanukah, Arba Koisos, where's the shvach? The truth is that Pesumenisa is also Amiras Halel. It's also Amiras Halanisim. And the Gemara says in Megillah, how can't we say Halel on Purim? We must say Halel, Pesumenisa. And the Gemara says, the Megillah is Pesumenisa, Mesa, Per, Vehoilech. To tell the nest, the Megillah tells us in detail the whole story, and it's all Nista, and we see Hashem in the Esther, in the hidden story. And all this Lehoisif, the Grohl learns the mitzvah of doing a Pesumenisa in public, not only in private, to ourselves, to do it in public in Pesach Knesses, from the minag of Amiras Halel, the Pesach Knesses, Beleil Pesach. Amiras Halel Pesach, to do a Pesumenisa, not only privately in our houses with our Arba Koisos, but to do it even in Pesach Knesses, in public. That shows that Pesumenisa is literally Lehosif, B'shvach Hashem v'hodoy oloy. And the last point, when we see the contrast between the Pesumenisa of Pesach, which is the usual thing, to drink kos yain on Yom Tov, what's more normal? Nothing unusual, and it's natural. And when we see the Pesumenisa of Chanukah, which is to do something unusual, to light a ner, which we're not going to use, en lanu reshus lishtamesh b'hem, the halachos of Chanukah insist on the heker, the distinction that this ner is not to be used, we don't need it, we have light besides for this ner. Why? To try and explain why such a difference between the two Pesumenisa. The Pesumenisa on Pesach is based on the Arba. Because it's Arba Koisos, we see that there's something happening. If it's three or five, there's no Pesumenisa, because the number four, the Arba Lishonos Segula, indicates there's something happening. So much so that the Mishnah Berurah brings the Poskim, that if a person is about to drink a Kois Chamishi, he shouldn't eat Afikoyman, if this leads him to bench Birkas HaMazon ala Kois, as was the Minak then. Today it's not a problem anymore, because this will be mevatel the whole Pesumenisa of the four precedent Koisos, if he drinks a fifth cup. So the Mispah Arba, which symbolizes in Chazal the natural, the dimension of the natural, Arba Ruchos HaOilam, and Hey is Ruchnius, Behi Baram, Behei Baram, Hey is Ruchnius, is the Akaras Hashem. Why Arba in Pesach, and why on Chanukah, which is Shmoine, is Lemala Min HaTeva? And by a ner that is not used, which is unnatural, which is unusual, to light a ner which we can't use, The pirush could be that on Pesach we have the primary piesumenisa is more, the stress is more on learning to see Hashem in the teva, in everything that's usual and we think is natural, it's Hashem. So in the arba rochos haolam, we see the Eibishter. And we also see that Hashem is Loki Israel and that we have reishis tevuasol. Of course, both apply in all places. And on Chanukah and Purim, the stress is put more on Hashem Eloki Israel, that Am Israel is Goy Echad Baretz. And therefore, when Goyim tried to treat us as natural beings, then the Ner Chanukah indicates that we are Lemala Min HaTeva. And we use the Ner in an unnatural way, not to benefit from it, in a natural way to show that we are above nature. Israel is Lemana Metela since the birth of Yitzchak Avinu in a way that was supernatural. Our whole existence is Lemala Minateva, and that's part of Birsum Enisa, not only in Chanukah, but even on Pesach, on the Abba Koisos as well. Yeah.